USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Missouri's governor is getting a first-hand look at the damage caused by severe weather in his state.
Especially during holiday seasons, you hate to see this kind of thing happen. You hate to see people lose their homes at a time like this.
Missouri Republican Governor Mike Parson visiting Defiance, a small town west of St. Louis. This as over 100 people are feared dead after tornadoes left a path of destruction across western Kentucky. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and the FEMA administrator are on their way to tour damaged areas as the search continues for more possible survivors. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is calling for cooperation from Moscow as Russia's military buildup is continuing along its border with Ukraine. Blinken meeting with G7 members in Liverpool this weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing, if you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th, so call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The CDC is releasing information on a new study.
The Center for Disease Control and the federal government is adamant that pregnant women get a COVID-19 injection. But data doesn't support its safety, and health practitioners around the world are sounding the alarm. Dr. Daniel Negassi argues COVID vaccines are directly attributed to an alarming increase in stillbirths across Canada.
To suddenly get to 86 stillbirths in 6 months, that's highly unusual. But the confirmation, the most important confirmation that we have from the Waterloo, Ontario report was that all of the 86 stillbirths were fully vaccinated.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
A full slate of NFL action comes to an end Sunday night with the Green Bay Packers hosting the Chicago Bears. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you're a fan of college football, there was no shortage of action on Saturday.
At Saturday's 122nd edition of America's Game, the annual Army-Navy football showdown, this wish expressed in the invocation before the action.
Today, whether they cheer for Army or cheer for Navy, we ask that they would all soon come safely home.
And the action saw the midshipmen of Navy stun their rivals, the Army Black Knights, 17-13. It's the second time in 3 years that Navy has beaten Army in that game. A few hours later, Alabama quarterback Bryce Young was named the winner of the 2021 Heisman Trophy Award. In his remarks, he thanked his parents. First, his dad, saying,
"Been by my side, always been a supporter, more than just a father, but a best friend to me. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. My mom, for always having my back, always supporting me. It's not always easy. I'm always running around."
And from the ceremony in New York, as heard on ESPN. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The search continues for a woman who went overboard from the balcony of her stateroom aboard a Carnival cruise ship. U.S. Coast Guard officials saying the unidentified passenger in her 20s fell in the water Saturday around 3:30 a.m. near Ensenada, Mexico. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.